Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
And it is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. The organisation that represents small and medium companies around the country, that being ISME, are calling on the government to provide greater levels of support for small and medium businesses amid the ever-worsening energy cost crisis. And they've suggested that a windfall tax on energy companies could be used due to the emergency that small firms are facing. And they described, or rather Neil MacDonald, who's CEO of ISME, described it as a situation of virtual war profiteering. He's with us this morning. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Anton.
Very unusual to see a business representative organisation suggesting a windfall tax on a corporate.
It absolutely is. And as we said to the examiner, it's not something we do. As a matter of course, recommending windfall taxes. At the same time, there is no magic money tree. And when we call for supports for small business and for consumers, that government support has to be paid for. And logically, the only place we think that can come from is from windfalls that have been generated by utilities providers purely because of the macroeconomic situation that exists at the moment.
How significant are those windfalls?
I couldn't tell you exactly how much money these people are going to make, but I think it's the reportage across UK, Ireland and Europe is that gas and electricity suppliers are making very significant profits. They're increasing their dividends to their shareholders. And that's all well and good in normal times, but these are not normal times. And we are looking at small businesses that are going to have to sustain electricity price increases of 100% and more, and that's without the possibility that's also been spoken about at the moment that there may be downtime or blackouts this winter. So these are really extraordinary times, and it's only in that context that we recommend extraordinary measures.
One of the things that we would hear from business representative organisations like ISME, like IBEC, on a fairly regular basis is that investors, the market, big corporates, FDI, small and medium enterprises, they want predictability, they want consistency, they want to know the rules and regulations in which they do business. Have you no fear that it sends a message of unpredictability if you suddenly start introducing unexpected taxes on profits?
Of course that fear exists, Anton, but let me tell you that there's no fear greater for a business that has an energy requirement and a permanent energy requirement than to be told the lights may go out this winter or you may have to power down between 6 and 8 p.m. or 5 and 7 p.m. So that sort of eventuality is the sort of thing that multinationals simply do not expect in a modern Western economy. So a windfall tax would fall significantly down the order of sins, as it were, for a government to inflict on a multinational rather than turning the lights out. We are in a different place at the moment. And unfortunately, this mess we're in now is entirely predictable. I mean, I'm looking at the National Risk Assessment from 2017, and it analysed and described all the risks that we're actually seeing happening now in 2022. Unfortunately, we didn't mitigate those risks.
Are you hoping that the windfall tax will disincentivize the companies from posting profit and therefore reduce their fees to customers? Or are you hoping that it'll be ring-fenced and used in some way to support SMEs?
Well, these businesses are effectively making windfall profits through no fault of their own because we work on open market pricing for energy. So there's very little other methodology for getting this money back. As I said at the start, this support is going to have to be paid for. When we look across the EU, we see countries like Austria, Germany, France and Italy really engaging with small business and consumers to cut the top off this, the price of this energy spike. We are going to need something like that here. Otherwise, we are going to see business closures and job losses this winter. So this is just a reflection of necessity and reality rather than a desire on our part that, you know, government starts interfering with markets through windfall taxes.
Among the small businesses that you represent, which sectors are you seeing being hit most badly by the fuel and energy cost hikes?
Obviously, grocery retail, anything that deals with fresh, chilled or frozen. But we also see it in manufacturing. We see it in food processing. The poultry industry, for example, is extremely dependent on heat and will become far more so as we go into the winter. Smelting, anything to do with metals. The pharma industry and ICT are also very energy intensive. Of course, the larger ones, Anton, tend to have their own generation capacity on site and are less dependent on market rates than small business.
There's a number of texts pointing out that over the past while, the consumer has been educated to some degree to expect price increases as a function of the cost of living going up and as a function of inflation. And a lot of questions about whether or not your members might be using that to do their own profiteering. For instance, text saying the windfall tax on electric and gas to support small businesses is all very well, but will these businesses keep increasing their prices on the public so that they end up being the virtual war profiteers?
Well, the answer to that question, unfortunately, Anton, is yes, in the absence of some mechanism to control this. And I think that, you know, the texture there is being slightly unfair in that what we have just been talking about for the last year, I would say, is a return. I won't use the expression normal inflation of 2% because we've now comfortably exceeded that. But we're running at 9% inflation in Ireland, and the FT is suggesting that the UK is going to move to 18% inflation by the spring. But I mean, for example, we have a retail member who's saying that he's looking at more than 100% increase in electricity costs over the winter. And that would boil down to an increase in his grocery charges to customers of between 3% and 5%, because obviously there are other costs like rent and manpower that are not impacted. We're not talking about normal inflation here. We're talking about spikes of 80% to 100%. That's just not normal inflation. These are just intense market fluctuations because we have effectively a wartime economy and Russia weaponizing the supply of gas into Europe.
And obviously the control of inflation lies with the ECB rather than with domestic member state governments. But the government has some aspects of action that it can take. You've obviously, part of Ismay's job is to lobby government. What reaction have you got, and are you satisfied with the government response when you've raised these issues with them?
Well, I suppose the government is now instituting under Dermot McCarthy a study on effectively what went wrong. I mean, our difficulty with this is horse has bolted stuff, really. The government has known for years. It carries out an annual risk assessment, which it publishes on the Department of the Taoiseach's website, and it analyses potential risks, their likelihood, and it says what they're going to do to mitigate them. And unfortunately, the fact that we're a peripheral island nation, the fact that we're dependent, we're at the end of a European gas pipeline, the fact that our population and our businesses are growing, all of these things have been recognised for a long time, but the actions to mitigate those have not been taken. So what we need to see is a sense of urgency, a sense of commitment and a plan to get through this, because you and I are talking about this now as almost in September 22, Anton, but there's a real risk that exactly the same thing could happen next year if we don't actually start mitigating our problems now. In other words, simple things like we need to increase our connection into the European gas network. We need to be able to store gas. That appears to be, no one appears to want to do that at the moment. We need to upgrade our grid so that it can handle floating offshore wind when we have it. And we need to institute a debate about nuclear power, because if we're so dependent on wind now that we actually need to have a capacity to backfill that when the wind doesn't blow.
Neil MacDonald, thank you very much. That's Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive Officer of ISME.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.